At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Not all of our minisodes need to be from listeners. In fact, places or lesser-known cases can sometimes take us to dark realms. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to this week's installment of Dark Realms. Yes, there is no video again, and the reason for that is the electrician that came out to try and find out what I'd done wrong in drilling holes into the wall, placing up acoustic boards, etc. He had to take all of the acoustic boards down, and that took with it some plaster, and he still hasn't found the source of why there's no electricity going to that studio. So currently, the studio is actually so inaccessible that even I don't open the door for fear the cat will go in and get injured. So, when will there next be a video? I genuinely cannot tell you. But it needs to be soon, because I really want to get this going again, and ideally in season 21. The way the plaster came off the wall, I'm not going to bank on it, so I won't make a promise like I did last week. The electrician basically, well, told me the truth, and it doesn't look like it's going to be anytime soon. That said, we have received a fantastic suggestion for this week's Dark Realms, somewhere I've never heard of. I doubt very much if many of us have. And for me, these are the best ones. So a huge thank you to our listener Kim for this very recent suggestion. I found it fascinating, and I can't wait to tell you all about it. Very quickly, don't forget, we're still offering that free week of Patreon. If you go to the show notes and click on the link, you will gain full access to ad-free early releases and, of course, the full Dark Bite back catalogue with over 120 hours of experiences for you to sit and binge. And if when doing so it's not for you, just cancel and you don't pay a single thing. But if you know you've got a busy week coming up, for example, or you're going to be spending a lot of time alone, this would be the perfect time to do it. Or you can head over to patreon.com/thedarkparanormal. Now, of course, we receive many suggestions for places to go and look at for our Dark Realms series, and this one stood out like a sore thumb just through how it was described. As a teaser, I will give you one line from the email, which should, hopefully, give you a clue as to why I thought, yes, we're doing this and we're doing it this week. And it goes like this. The land was used as a place to allegedly burn witches before the house was built, and also there are rumours about demonic activity, especially in the basement. Now for me, when I read things like that, it's almost a cert I'm going to look in further, and when I did, it was a no-brainer. So, you wonderful listeners, join me as we step foot into the dark realm, known as Frommy Gordon. Frommy Gordon is a centuries-old farmhouse in the forests of Värmland, Sweden, with a dark history steeped in tragedy and the occult. Built in the 1700s on land once used for witch executions during the 17th century witch trials, the site carries the echoes of violence and superstition. In later years, the house served as a kind of hospice for the elderly and terminally ill, those in the local parish. Many people drew their final breaths in its rooms. With such a grim past, it's no surprise that Frommy Gordon has earned a reputation as one of Sweden's most haunted houses. Since the 1950s, curious visitors and ghost hunters have flocked there, reporting eerie phenomena like phantom footsteps, unexplained knocking, disembodied voices, and the plaintive cries of unseen children. The caretakers of the farmhouse even keep a guest book filled with visitors' accounts of ghostly music playing, furniture moving of its own accord, ghostly faces peering from windows, and other chilling encounters. Local legend points to several specific spirits said to haunt Frommie Gordon's rooms. And now, we're going to explore three of the most infamous and terrifying ghosts of Frommie Gordon. Each has their own tragic tale, eerie manifestations, or terrifying eyewitness stories. A very quick trigger warning that the first experiences we're going to look at feature total neglect of young children. And this isn't rumor nor fabrication. This is built on actual evidence. If you want to skip ahead by about 3 minutes, by all means do so. But right now, let's all learn about the very horribly named Starved Children in the Attic. One of Frommie Gordon's most heartbreaking legends is that two small children allegedly met a cruel fate within the house. According to local lore, in the mid-1800s, a father imprisoned his two young children, a four-year-old girl, and her two-year-old brother in a tiny attic closet, leaving them to starve to death. Historical records do show that two children from the farm did die under mysterious circumstances in January 1865. And a memorial plaque notes that they are sorrowed and missed by parents, suggesting a cover-up of the true cause. The grim tale claims the siblings were locked away and deprived of food and water until they perished. Their cries for help left unanswered. Some speculate that at the time, parents who believed a child was tainted by evil might resort to such horror, hiding that child away, and in the worst cases, killing them. It's even whispered that the children's bodies were secretly buried in the dirt basement beneath the house, trying to conceal a crime. Whether true or merely a morbid myth, the legacy certainly lives on in Frommie Gordon's attic. Visitors and paranormal investigators consistently report unnerving activity in the upstairs rooms. The small attic closet where the children supposedly died is often described as intensely oppressive. Cold spots, the feeling of being watched, an inexplicable panic overcoming those who enter. Many have heard the faint sound of children weeping or tiny fists banging on a door when no one else is around. On one occasion, a family experimenting with a playful trigger set a line of a beach ball, a football, a tennis ball on the floor, and suddenly the largest ball moved with high force across the room, striking a leg chair as if an unseen child had kicked or thrown it. Swedish medium Benny Rosenqvist states, "When I was there, I got into contact with two children in a closet. They were completely distraught. I could hear them crying the whole time." During his investigation, Benny stepped into the closet and was suddenly overwhelmed by despair and physical sensations of the children's ordeal. He felt the panic, the darkness. His mouth went dry with intense thirst, and a terrible sadness pressed upon him. In a hushed voice, he reported visions of a very thin, malnourished little girl, around 5 years old, accompanied by a younger boy, both wailing in fear. He states, "The children believe they are going to die in here. They're banging on the door because they just want out," Benny said. This first-hand account gives a harrowing glimpse into the last moments of these child victims. By all accounts, the ghostly children of Frommie Gordon remain trapped in the attic, their restless spirits still reaching out in sorrow. A tragedy, a haunting, one that when encountered seems to evoke equal amounts of pity and fear.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Next, in literally one of the darkest realms I think we've looked at in recent times, we're going to take a look at the Weeping Woman. She's a sorrowful spirit said to roam from Egordon, and the apparition is of a grieving mother who died with her infant in her arms. This legend dates back to the 19th century. According to one story, neighbours entering the farmhouse were alarmed by the sound of miserable sobbing coming from an upstairs bedroom. Investigating this eerie sound, they allegedly discovered a tragic sight. A woman slumped on the bed, clutching the lifeless body of her newborn baby, and crying in utter despair. By the time help arrived, the woman and child had vanished, leaving behind nothing but the heavy atmosphere of grief. It's unclear who this mother may have been or how her baby died. But ever since, that upstairs bedroom has been called the crying room. And the ghostly mother is said to remain there, eternally mourning her lost child. Many who sleep at Fromigordon report hearing the sounds of a woman softly weeping in the dead of night. Especially near one bed where the spirit supposedly manifests. Some guests have awakened to the sensation of someone sitting on their bed, only to find an indentation on the mattress as if an invisible figure was still present. A local historian who manages Fromigordon Tours states, in one of the beds, it's said that a sorrowful woman still sits with a dead baby in her arms. Visitors will describe an overwhelming sadness or discomfort in that room for no obvious reason. There are also reports of faint lullabies playing from nowhere, the fleeting image of a lady in a dated dress vanishing around a corner. During his time at the premises, the previously mentioned medium, Benny Rosenquist, stated, "I hear a woman crying in despair, and I see a stillborn child." During his investigation, an icy chill enveloped the so-called crying room. The veteran medium described how the air grew heavy and cold as soon as he entered. Clairvoyantly, he perceived a distraught female figure, sobbing uncontrollably over a tiny infant. At one point, Benny himself struggled to breathe, clutching at his throat, saying, "It feels like someone is choking me." He gasped as if reliving the woman's anguish. Moments later, he stumbled from the room, tears in his eyes, saying he could still hear the plaintive cries echoing in his mind. This poignant account underscores how the weeping woman of Fromigordon is both tragic and terrifying. An apparition whose raw grief is so powerful, it can reach out across time through the veil and touch the living in the present day. And as we like to do on Dark Realms, whenever we set foot in a dark realm, we like to leave the darkest to last. And arguably there's nothing darker than the malevolent presence in the basement of Fromigordon. Because for all of the farmhouse's supernatural inhabitants, none is more feared than the malevolent entity that lurks in its cellar. Unlike the human ghosts of the mother and her deceased child, or those of the children who were killed, it seems, by their own parents, this presence is often described as something inhuman. A demonic force or dark energy that fills witnesses with primal dread. Some believe the basement's evil aura may stem from the property's bloody history. Not only were the starved children reportedly buried down there in secret, but centuries earlier the grounds may have been used to execute accused witches, their bodies burned at the stake. Whatever the cause, almost everyone agrees who ventures into Fromigordon's low stone cellar that they will come back changed. The air grows unnaturally heavy and cold. Shadows seem to coil in the corners. There's an oppressive sense of doom that descends on you as you fully enter the room. Those sensitive to the paranormal have described the entity as a pair of burning eyes in the dark, or a shifting figure of light radiating pure hatred. It has been known to whisper unintelligible threats, or growl like a wild animal. Visitors often last only a few minutes in that cellar before fleeing, overcome by the instinctual feeling that something evil is watching from the blackness. The medium we've discussed in our last two experiences also explored that basement. Now, it should be said, Benny Rosenqvist is an experienced paranormal investigator, one who's explored countless haunted sites and walked away perfectly fine. But even he was left terrified by that basement entity, saying he felt personally attacked by a dark force. At the urging of a local guide, he reluctantly descended into the cellar around 3 a.m. And almost immediately, he saw a strange, misty figure of light lurking under the house. And it hit him with a wave of malevolence. What happened next shook him to his very core. And I quote, "I have never, ever encountered such an evil energy." Benny was still visibly unnerved. In the cellar there was a presence, and it scared me so much I had to run out. I'm seldom afraid, but that was horrific. It felt like someone wanted to get inside me and could kill me. According to him, the entity's oppressive force bore down on him in the dark, as if trying to invade his body or soul. Overwhelmed by a sudden instinct of mortal danger, he turned and sprinted up the stairs, refusing to stay for a single second. That was probably the worst, most penetrating evil I've ever met in my entire life, he would later say, describing how the encounter went right through bone and marrow. Many guests who've dared to go into the basement have reported the same. An almost tangible cloud of hatred, the sense that if you don't leave immediately, something terrible will happen. Some even refuse to sleep in the house, abandoning their overnight stay entirely. The legend of the basement demon has only grown with each retelling, a reminder that in this house of horrors, not all spirits are merely sad echoes of the past. Some dark presence seems actively hostile, sentient, a lurking horror that even hardened ghost hunters and researchers are too scared to disturb. The legends around this scenic farmhouse combine historical tragedy with paranormal terror, making Fromagorden a morbidly fascinating sight for those brave enough to investigate. Whether one believes the tales or not, the reported experiences are undeniably chilling. As one caretaker put it, flatly, Fromagorden in the Vermland woods is not a place for the faint of heart, and anyone who dares go in will not be the same person afterwards. And with that chilling warning of arguably one of the darkest realms we've set foot into, we're going to end the episode here. Don't forget, if you have a suggestion, like Kim, for Dark Realms, email us at contact@thedarkparanormal.com. And until next time, stay safe and take care.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free. at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.